Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting now. I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
go and get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting now. I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
go and get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting now. I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
go and get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
go and get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Already, already. Welcome to G14 Radio. The cut goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Onyx, also on the line, other host, Golden Fleece. What it do?
Yo, yo. What's going on with you, girl?
Chilling, kicking it, maxing, relaxing, working. What
I
else?
I dig it, man. I just came from this organic burger spot, man. This joint called Burger Fire, man.
What?
Man, yeah, that joint was pretty good, man. I hope I don't fall in love with that joint. But it's supposed to be organic and anything, and it's supposed to be all good for you. But I don't believe that shit. It's just good food, you know what I'm saying? It's just good to think that I'm eating stuff healthy, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm proud of you because you said last show that you were going to be juicing and getting into all of that, you know. And
word,
really,
and that's the one meal I ate today beside the juicing, you feel me? So
that's what's up.
You know, we'll see where it goes, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, that's what's up. Exciting night tonight. Everybody that's just tuned in for the first time again, G14 Radio, this is the station via the brand Global14.com, which is the social networking site of Mr. Jermaine Dupri. This site is going to feature pretty much everything, news, books, fashion, gadgets, exclusive music. He's even been posting lately indie artist music that have had a buzz on the site. So just a lot for you to get into on that website. Make sure you check it out. Also, lots of parties and events coming up. The So-So Def 20th anniversary will be turned all the way up. I believe February 26th through the 24th is when it's all going down in the ATL. So we do plan to be in the building. And if you want to be in the building, stay tuned so we can give you some information on that. Also,
yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy right there.
Oh, yeah, you already know. 20th anniversary, 20 years? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Salute to the whole So-So Def. Salute to JD, man. That's a long time in the game, man. A lot of hits under that umbrella.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to just let you go ahead and let everybody know that's listening, how they can be considered. I also already had three people send me something like that same day. When it comes to the music and the live feedback review. So I'll let you let them know how they can get in on that one.
Yeah, just shoot us an email, hit us up on either global14.com. You can hit Onyx up. She's Onyx on global14.com. I'm Golden Fleece on global14.com, or you can hit our Twitters. Onyx is at Onyx254. I'm at The Glue, THAGLUE. I even had somebody hit me up on my LinkedIn. They sent me some music. So I'll be passing that to you, see what you think about that. But they hitting us from everywhere, Facebook,
yeah.
LinkedIn, Global 14, Twitter. So whatever you linked up with us on, doesn't matter. Get at us if you want us to, you know what I'm saying, review the music, get it played on the station. It's all love. So, you know, let's make it happen. Just hit us up on these networks.
No doubt. That's what's up. And I did have somebody hit me up, a Caribbean artist sent me on LinkedIn as well, and I got to get back with him. He just hit me today. So you're right. A couple of people have been coming through, and it's really nice and a humbling situation. I don't know if that's the right word, but I just really appreciate how artists are knowing, you know, I do need a second ear, and I do want to see what music professionals and people that are in the industry, the insiders, the behind the scene people have to say about my record or single, because you and your homeboys may think it's hot, but it may just need a couple of tweaks, a little bit of improvement here and there to get it to where it needs to be. So absolutely, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't take the homeboy and the homegirl love to you know, determine whether your music is hot or not. You know, you got to put it out there to more than that. I've seen many fail and hit their face because, you know, your friends are just happy when you do something. They're happy when you jump on the microphone and they hear a finished product. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you get it and you like, damn, for real? Like, you did a whole tape of this shit?
Right.
So, you know, that it's just like anything else, you know what I'm saying? If you going to buy shoes and, you know, you're looking for a certain type of shoe that does a certain thing, if you want to run, you're going to ask the person that worked there because they trained them, you know what I'm saying, to fill out the running shoes. They know, okay, this got this type of material, so when you step this way, the shock's hitting, you know, they gotta know the details. Everybody might not know the formula, but there's certain things that people could tell you right off the bat. So I wouldn't say you have to completely listen to everybody else, but you need to take what's right and what's wrong from experts, from, you know, even the people that are not experts, people that, you know, just know music, been around music. You know.
No doubt, absolutely. Tonight also, is speaking of, you know, experts and people that have the knowledge to critique, we actually have tonight's special guest coming through, George Seals. He is the CEO and producer of Pretty Boy Beats. Get familiar with that name, that brand, and that company. He happens to be an assistant talent producer of the NBC hit show right now called The Voice. I know everybody is familiar with that show. If you're a vocalist, this is a great show, X Factor, it's along those lines. I'm not going to down American Idol, but I don't be feeling it. It seems, you know, I don't know, sometimes it, well, back in the day, it was getting a little stage-like, and I know it has to be for TV, but again, The Voice is something that I really enjoy because you really get to hear the voices and the level in which the singer is trained or qualified for. It's just something about that show that I like a little bit more. Really can't explain it. But anyway, George Stills is going to be here tonight, and I'm excited because I want to hear about the show and about how he got a part of it. So we're going to get into all of that a little bit later. So pretty neat, pretty neat.
Sounds good. Very interested to hear that interview or speak to George, man. I definitely, you know, always looking for that route to, you know, get into television as well as film. So I'm interested to see how he made the transition or if he started out that way. So I'm looking forward to that interview.
Alrighty, yes, yes, coming on shortly. Right now, nothing has changed last week. You guys, everybody that's listening again, first time we do the charts and mixtapes. Last week, it's pretty much the same this week. Radio Pop and Hot 100, Bruno Mars with Locked Out of Heaven, R&B hip-hop song and radio charts is Rihanna with Diamonds, and the number one rap song is Swimming Pools, Kendrick Lamar, and the R&B hip-hop album still at number one is T.I. Trouble Man. So that was a good look for T.I. I appreciate the fact that he did get his fans to go out and actually purchase the album. Seems to be doing quite well. So that was it for the numbers this week.
And we got a few mixtapes, you know, really two that, you know, people could look forward to. Ace Hood, if you've been following Ace Hood, the last few mixtapes he's been dropping have been real solid. You know, the dude is definitely stepping up his game on the microphone. So his new joint is called Starvation. Check that out when you get a chance. And also 3-6 Mafia, Comrade, Project Pat got a new joint out called Cheese and Dope. You know, you know what's crazy about when I look at the 3-6 Mafia Clan, man, you know, they stay dropping music. Like, those dudes is like Memphis, Tennessee's foundation.
Yeah.
You know, damn near when it comes to music. And, you know, you still hearing Project Pat dropping fucking mixtapes. So, you know, salute to those dudes. You could tell the music is totally in them. I mean, they didn't went to jail, came home, still dropping tapes. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Project Pat, man. You know, he had a few of them hits that everybody was loving. You know, the Chicken Head joint.
Yeah, Tedder Club, you know, you know, the whole Gangsta Boo and era as well. I mean, they, you know, and it's crazy because I actually graduated from school in Tennessee, and so I got put onto them when I was about 15, 16. So it was really heavy. They had a strong movement out there, and they still do. They had a huge presence, and, you know, you couldn't even go in the club without, you know.
Oh, you get your ass beat. Tear the club up, somebody getting their dome beat up, or the club falling up. You know, hopefully it wasn't you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, most definitely, man, you definitely, definitely felt 3-6 Mafia for a long time. If you, especially in the South, if you was, you know, going hard in the South. And it's been crazy, man. It's been real crazy for them. Them kids won an Oscar. You know, people tend to forget they won an Oscar. They're the first rap group to ever do that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's huge. You know
that
what I'm saying?
Big deal.
Or off of a song.
Deal.
Hard out there for a pimp.
Movie, right?
For the movie Hustle and Flow. That's kind of deep. That's kind of deep when you think about it. I remember looking into them Oscars in the crowd and the people you see out there and the C36 run on that stage. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, that was a trip. That was a trip. It was a trip. Well, again, and you know what's interesting? Tennessee is just doing it today, right? Because George Stills is actually from Tennessee, I want to say, but I'll get him on the line to give us the official born and from lingo in a minute. I want to drop his track real quick before he comes online. He actually tweeted and said he had a world premiere. That's crazy. He did say he was in the studio these past couple of days, so that would be nice to get that in before he leaves today. But let me go ahead and drop this. This happens to be an artist, J Bone, with a Pretty Boy Beats production. Kush, here we go.
Kush, we smoking. Kush, bitch, no Reggie Bush. Stay cold, creep, but I like the cheese. I'm very high on that chair pie. Number cushion, my switch is sweet. That lemon cush, that melon, that OG, I'm in headline. Smoke it all, I don't sell none. I'm a real smoker, I tell you, mom. If it's purple cushion, that Afghan, yeah, you can call me Loud Pac Man. I'm going dumb on that bubble gum, on that master cushion, got a master plan. Super side, Mr. Side Diva. Sipping lean, that very lethal. Eyes red, looking like a demon. He got me floating like dead people. I'm cushed up on that Irene. No weed brown, not lime green. Go the lights, I call it high beam. I've been smoking strong since I was 19. Michael Jordan, last shot, call T trees, I need 14. That's a half, snatch and grab. 2012, see a smoking bab. How can you explain that? I don't know where to buy plane at. Might take an AK-47 to the head, then I might get in a train wreck. If it ain't loud, you can keep that. I don't cheat that, believe that. In the house, no, for my weed sack. Then later on, I'ma be back. Cause on the thing, I smoke. Light it up, let's go. I'm smoking out with my phone. Yeah, my money right, so you know I'm smoking.
Already, I felt like I was in the club, leaving the club, crunked up. Pretty Boy Z. George Seals is on the line, I would say, in the building, but he's on the line with the cut. What it do? What's good?
We're on the line. We're in the building. We're in the atmosphere. You know, we're worldwide. We're online. You know,
yeah.
Did I leave anything out?
No, not at all. Already. We're so glad to have you on the show tonight. I've been on you for a minute. It's kind of crazy since like 06, 07. I want to say a couple years. So it's really nice to connect with you finally and get something shaken. And you have an exclusive track you said that we get to play tonight. So I'm excited about that. Going to try to get that loaded up.
Yes.
Already.
We had to hold it down for G Radio and everything out here. You know,
that's
we really had to do something special. And since we're turning up, it's 2013, you know, my New Year's resolution is to turn up or stand down.
Okay.
You know, we have to keep something ready to debut for the world anytime we step out. You know, so we're doing it big. We're on the network. You know, we're going worldwide. We're nationwide.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
We're turning up. You know,
right.
So it's just like I owe it to you guys to just, you know, have a special treat.
That's
on deck
awesome.
And ready. So
that's
you guys
awesome.
Are in luck. We just have some clients in, some young people out that I know out in South Carolina, actually, that came down. You know, they came down in quad. We was in the A room, you know, $1 million board.
you know, doing a session, Pretty Boy Beach style. It was in there. We did two back-to-back 12-hour sessions and got, like, their whole little project done. So we got, you know, like a 12-song project done. And he's calling that the Sosa Valley mixtape. And so, granted, like, when they came in, you know, I'm getting a lot of clients these days, so I didn't really know exactly how hard they were going to go. You know, they were on a bunch of my beats, so, you know, I knew it was going to be hard, but, you know, they dropped some monster tracks. And these are some young guys, you know.
Yeah.
So Sosa Belli is, he's like 18. You know,
wow.
And he brought his whole little team down. You know, they were in the A-room, so they spent bread. So definitely got to debut that, you know. They dropped the song that I'm really messing with right now.
Okay,
you
that's
know,
what's
so
up. Yeah. Let me get, I'm getting in there.
We're going to definitely drop that. It's hot.
Yeah.
Before you listeners out there, I just wanted to let the listeners know, when he said A room, they drop bread. That's the big room in the studio. That's the major
room. Yeah,
in
let
the
me.
Studio.
We can rewind on. You know, since just in honor of Jermaine Dupri, in honor of, you know, everybody, all the A room producers out there. You know, I used to always look at the big producers and see that, you know, like, they're not doing stuff on inboxes and, you know, I'm trying to record, you know, we got to cut off the AC, the window, you know, the window AC thing, you know, just to get it clear sound, you know, shout out to everybody down there in Miami, you know, Living Legend, you know, we were doing his projects, you know, we recorded his shit, his first projects at his house, same thing with J-Bone, you know, we recorded his first project in my apartment.
Dope.
In Murfreesboro when I was in college, going to MTSU before I graduated. Shout out to MTSU.
Okay.
Team bachelor's degree.
That's
know?
What's up.
So, you know, we had that going, but I mean, like, A-room status, it's really been a long time coming. And, you know, my thing is that, like, the labels never really showed me love for no reason. You know, I really don't know why. You know, you never really know why a label showed you love. So I just show myself love. You know,
okay.
When people don't want to get you there, you got to put yourself there. So I always felt like I was a platinum artist, so, you know, I got to do things like a platinum artist does.
That's right.
I don't need anybody's help because I got bread. Just like my people down in South Carolina, Sosa Valley, his whole team, GSMG. You know, he's got his little brother's about 15 rapping. You know, so, I mean, it's 2013, man. Fuck a label. We got bread. Like, we're done.
Already.
We're done begging. We're done negotiating from a position of weakness, man, because that's not a good look. It's 2013, man.
Nope.
It's all about power. Money
get
in the power, man.
Get that leverage
under
your belt.
That's
get
right.
That leverage under your belt. If everybody's listening, that's what he tell you. Come to the table with something. Come to the table with a nice deck of cards in your hand if you're going to go to the table.
Okay.
Make sure you got a nice hand, because when they show you their hand, you don't got nothing to say. You can't come back with anything else. Handcuffs.
Yeah, it's epic,
with.
Man. And here's my thing. Like, I can't say, like, my thing is that I was the story of, I would be the John Henry of the rap industry. You know what I'm saying? They had me building the railroads and shit, doing all the heavy lifting.
Right.
You know, I remember I used to have to get everybody food. You know, I used to have to pay for everything. I still pay for everything, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
I used to have to just do a lot of shit, you know, where, like, a lot of different apps and not get paid for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I first started working with the labels, they weren't paying me shit, you know. So it was really like, it's all about your hustle and what you can demand. It's not about asking for anything, because you don't get shit you ask for in the industry.
Okay.
It's all about what you demand.
I'm loving it. I'm all turned up. I'm sorry. I'm up here.
Yeah, you gotta demand
the,
shit out here. You know, you gotta put yourself
you.
In a position to make demand. So, you know, we got the world premiere for my guys out there, to make a long story short. Honestly, they inspired me in the studio this weekend, man. They really did. You know,
that's
they're ready to work.
That's what's
so we got that.
Awesome.
We got J-Bone's album coming out, Primate or Nothing. You know, we got the whole Primate movement coming out of Cashville right now. It's really epic. Really epic. Everybody's wearing the Primate tees. We just dropped Primate Goodfellas in May. Over 50,000 views on that piff. You know, you can get that. You can Google that, Primate Goodfellas with a Z. You know, it's everywhere. You can get that. And then I'm working on my solo album right now as well.
That's crazy.
And then, you know, we've also got The Voice shit that I was working with. I'm still doing that. They got about a few more cities left on that. So, you know, later on in the show, you know, if anybody wants to come in and sing, you know, we might just put that out there for any singers out there. You know, another world premiere situation. You know, if anybody can sing good and they're willing to step out on the air and they want to sing, I'll personally recommend you to the talent producer at NBC to get you on for free.
Okay. On that note,
that's what we're doing out here. You can broadcast that.
That's how we're doing on G4. Can I get a second? Can we get a second to?
You can broadcast
tweet
that
out to the masses, right?
Tweet that out to the masses because you know I'm locked in. Like I'm honestly like Honest called me a few times, so I'm really literally in a room. You know, I told everybody, look, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got the 60-inch. I'm about to load up the Call of Duty Black Ops. You know, like, I'm locked in. So please tweet that. I'm all ears.
Okay,
I really am.
That's what's up. We really appreciate it. And you know what? You're talking about your projects that you have now and coming up. And I kind of want to give these people what I called it tonight was check my resume straight up because a lot of people need to know, like, it wasn't an overnight situation, but you, like you said, you did have to work to get where you are. You're still working, still putting in work, etc. And I know that you did some work with MTV too, so I actually want to take it all the way back with you real quick since you do have a moment, and also that'll give me a chance to get this track up, that'll give me a chance to let the listeners know to call in and start singing for you. So
yeah, and we got some people, I got my people on Facebook hitting me up like, yo, call in now, I hear you, can you hear me? Like, so I know we want to speak on the line, like, you know, ready to get in. So I don't want to talk too long because, you know, everybody knows I can talk all night. You know, I'm on Team No Sleep. I'm on Team Turn Up.
Already.
I'm on Team
Already.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Gotta be
you know,
the
so
team
it's like,
right there, man.
Already. Like, it's about to go down. We do
when I'm not
late.
Making beats, like, I'm really, this is honestly, and you can ask J-Bone, like, because J-Bone's my homie. Shout out to J-Bone. Everybody follow him at Primate1 on Twitter.
Okay.
You know, that's my guy, a great, great rapper, songwriter. He even produces a little bit. Even he says, bro, he's like, what, you bought the fucking PS3 and the TV for me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not playing that shit, like, when people come over until, like, you know, I'm not on that shit. Like, I like it, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm on the internet, I'm making beats, I'm trying to send somebody some shit. Like, you know what, I like it, but, you know, tonight I'm really going to get down on it. You know, we had a long weekend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving back and forth to Atlanta doing all sorts of shit. So, you know, I'm about to 5 to 60 inch right now. I just had to go buy an extra HDMI cord, and them shits cost like $30, but, you know, team get money. We're not stunning it, even though it's kind of fucked up, $30 for a cord. Team get money. Team PS3. You know, we got Call of Duty, Madden, fucking, what we got here? We got FIFA Soccer 13. About to get online,
man,
you know,
FIFA.
Team Comcast, you know, I got the Facebook people, everybody blowing me up like, you know, I can hear you, blah, 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 when can I call? So, you know, it's turn up time, man. You know, we're live, man, we're worldwide. That's how I do it, man.
It's going down.
Team Passport,
some...
man.
Hey,
Team Passport.
I'm about to get mine stamped down.
Straight up. Just
put your passports in the air.
I'm
stamped up. Look, I got one stamp. But it's going
I collect stamps.
Well, look,
you know
I mean,
what I'm saying? I'm trying to compete.
So.
I'm trying to compete with JD on the stamp collection, man. You know, so I got a real ugly looking passport, you know, with that Caribbean sand and water. You know, so you know I was getting it in on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how
we're
rocking.
Right. That's what's up.
JD is deep with them stamps. That boy.
Yeah, definitely. I know he's deep. I know he's probably about at least 10 passports deep.
He gotta be.
I'm still working on my first, you know, but, you know, we gonna turn up this 2013, man. I'm going through a few passports this year, you know. Popping tags, popping passports.
Already.
Feel me?
Already.
I gotta get up out of here, man. They love me overseas, man. I got these people from Germany hitting me up, man. They love us over there, man. It's a good look. Team Germany. God damn, Team Germany, boy. Love Germany.
I never been over there, man. But
Team UK. Yes.
It go out. Well, I got to try.
It turns up over there, man.
Premiere.
Like, there's no pretty boy beats over there. You know, it's just me over there. You know, so it's just, you know, unless Jay-Z's in town, you know, I don't got to worry about shit, you know. I'm turning it up.
Let me take a break because I got to get, like I said, I got to get right. You threw me for a loop, but I love it. I'm going to play this world premiere by
Sosa. I
want
to hear some singers
in,
man, because, you know, I listen to Steve Harvey, you know, down here on 101. Shout out to Jones at 101, man. You know, he hosted our last mixtape, Primate Radio. You know, you can Google that. That's up there, too. You know, it's like Steve Harvey, man. You know, I want to hear some people sing, you know, and if you really got it, you got it, man. I'm not, you know. Simon's not over here playing Black Ops with me, so, you know, it's nothing to be scared of.
Right.
I got love for you.
I'm trying to get him in.
There's something to be getting the voice warm, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they got this,
yes.
You know, drink your tea, do whatever you got to do to
get your
the voice phone ready.
Get your
you know
water.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
And
go ahead and tell them, like, you know, we're gonna cut them some slack since they're on a telephone.
Over
obviously.
The phone, right.
I'm a producer. Right. You know, I've worked with every type of artist from, you know, small artists to big artists. You know, excluding, you know, of course, like motherfuckers Rihanna and shit like that. But, you know, I've been on a lot of motherfuckers. So at the end of the day, you know, I can hear through a shitty ass recording and a shitty ass phone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if I hear, I can get chills while your phone is cracking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can still get chills about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't be scared.
I wonder if Destiny's listening.
Don't be scared, you know, because at the end of the day, guess what? Don't be scared because there's only a few cities left.
Okay.
And over 100 motherfuckers have gotten on off me, and it's free. I'm not making money. I'm not charging anything for it. Like, this is, I've got my own thing set up with the network. So,
that's awesome.
Like, we're not taxing niggas to do it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Let me correct myself. We are taxing some people to do it, but not on this network. This is
mm-hmm.
world premiere. We're on here. We'll hold it down. Jermaine Dupri, Money Ain't a Thing.
Okay.
We're rolling up. Team Black Ops. I mean, it's only right.
That's right. You do. I love it. I love it. Look, you
and
got
I
to
need,
let me take
and
a
I,
break.
And you know what? I want JD to hear this because he needs to know.
I'm
you know,
for
he
you.
Needs to know. He needs to know
I'm
what I'm doing. I'm always in the A. Nashville's about to be my city. I'm taking over Music Row, you know. So it's like, I don't know what else to say, man. I'm giving everybody the whole spill so they can't say I didn't tell them.
That's
the
right.
voice, I'm getting you on for free.
That's right.
Bottom line, for free. No strings attached. You're going to be the one singing. I can do everything but sing for you. I can't sing for you. If I could sing, my black ass would have been in one of those auditions. And I wouldn't
okay.
have sent out nobody shit. Just to be real.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got nobody on but me.
Yeah. Straight up. Well, look, I'm going to take a break for real. And I'm going to tweet all of this, and I'm going to hit as many people as I can right now and let them know, like, look, you guys need to, this is a real deal, a real spill. We'll get a little bit of background information on you for the people while we're waiting on them to call and sing. And then we
and
do
I,
have
and
the
I
boys.
Need, and I know I got some people from my Twitter and my Facebook hitting me up, so I know I got some people on H-Town.
No, you do. You do.
You know,
you have
I got some people
H-Town.
Really calling me, so I'm like, you know, we got to get these people in, man. Like, this is
already.
This is team winning. This is team USA. This is team get money, team new music industry, you know, like whatever you want to call it. This is team music. Bro, this is Primate, Pretty Boy Beats. Turn
That's
it up.
Right. Let's do it. Band Down by Sosa World from me and Pretty Boy Beats. We coming back live on the air. A couple of questions and live calls and live singing. If you bout that.
Man down. Bang, bang.
What's up, Pretty Boy Beats?
What?
Cloud Gang. GYG.
Hey,
Sosa Billy the mixtape. Let's go in. Squad.
Hey, bet that.
Fight. My click be towing 30s.
Man down, bang.
Trap it hard, don't fuck with police.
Nah.
These streets full of fart niggas.
Fart niggas.
So many fart niggas, I don't fuck with them.
No.
My click be towing 30s.
Man down, bang.
Trap it hard, don't fuck with police.
Nah.
what you gon' come in touch with. Blah. If you niggas keep on talking that tough shit, my niggas run up, knock you down. Construction. Eating good, taking nigga lunch shit. Blah. Getting money on my Donald Trump shit. My clique always ready for destruction. Well organized, nigga know dysfunction.
My clique be towing 30.
Man down, bang.
Trap it hard, don't fuck with police.
Bitch, I love them scribbles. Them niggas flexing hard, but they all action figures. It's 2013, bitch, I'm the new hero. We got an entourage there to come and get you, nigga. Man down.
Bite, bite.
Now where your people, nigga? I'm trying to tell you, Legati ain't a people pleaser. Fuck around, got some young niggas really the
one. My clique be towing 30.
Man down, bite.
Trap it hard, don't fuck with police.
Niggas like, what the fuck? My nerve ready to come bust, cause these fake niggas tryna fuck with us. Don't fuck with them, just fuck the bride. Hitting that cunt like bumper cars. Pussy wet, might say tomorrow, having a hold down, no country star.
We don't fuck around with who you fuck with, who you fuck, we gon' get you fucked up. They show them soft and they sound tough. Them pussy niggas just crying, we're with me right here, 630. Me G Squad 630. Raised from the south, so you know we play dirty. Chasing them checks, so my night dirty. For the 42, I play James Worthy. 006, bitch, James Bond. No Bills Vine, I got mine. I'ma play for the haters on the sideline.
Cloud
gang.
My clique be towing 30.
Man down, bang.
Trap it hard, don't fuck with police.
Okay, already, already. Sosa, Man Down. Was that 2 Chainz on the track? I believe it was going down.
No, it wasn't actually 2 Chainz. Those are them young boys, man, I'll tell you, they turn up like the superstars, man. I mean, yes. They in the A room, so I mean, they got the superstar sound. It's turning up, Man Down. Bang.
That's crazy.
yeah, that record is crazy.
That's crazy. What I want to do right now, I did do a quick tweet. I'm about to tweet. Everybody follow at G14 Radio also. Call in. The number is 760-913-4119 to go ahead and get your exclusive audition with Mr. George Shields. George, while they're calling in the line, I do have some people waiting. I'm going to take their calls in just a second. We do have time. But I want to tell
you,
get this from you, this tidbit at least. Let the people know that don't know you and aren't familiar with you, where you're from, and kind of the upbringing. Was you always around music, or what did you want to do as a child? Did you know you were going to do this? Kind of give us a little bit of that.
Well, my upbringing, I would say, would be pretty much just a regular, you know, American upbringing. You know, I grew up in a, you know, my mom and dad are both there. So I had a good family, and, you know, I wasn't poor, you know, so I had a good foundation to start with, and you know, my family was we were filled with pretty much professional people. You know, my dad is an accountant. You know, my mom, who has Alzheimer's, before she was that, you know, she went to college and graduated, and worked for United Way and did all sorts of, you know, nonprofit type stuff. You know, now you know, there's certainly, everybody has people in their family that, you know, of course, you know, do certain shit, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been the person in the family to do certain shit to kind of, you know, be looked down upon, but I would say that, you know, I'm just like, I'm pretty much like everybody else. You know, my family is just a regular family. A lot of different types of people that do a lot of different types of shit. You know, I focus on the positive examples that I had to be around,
mm-hmm.
not the negative mm-hmm. people around, because I think like in the music industry, everybody's trying to frame a story. So when people look at certain things to frame this story, when, I mean, your story is just, you are who you are, you know, you do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say I came up in a good family, you know. We didn't have $1 million or anything like that, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was taught all the things that I would need to know to be successful in anything. Now, of course, at the end of the day, you know, you're always going to have to go out there and do it on your own. But I started off good. So I was born in Houston, Texas, and I grew up out there. I went to Wolf Elementary in Katy, Texas. Right out there off of, what is that, Highway 6 or something like that?
So, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm, I believe so.
Yeah, actually, when I was in Houston not too long ago, one of my business partners who will probably actually call in, actually, we drove by there. So I grew up there, and then I moved out here to Nashville. I was about, like, 13. And, I mean, I wasn't really into music. My parents aren't musicians. So, I mean, there was nobody in my family that did music. Nobody was really for music.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like, you know, JD, for example, not to take anything away from JD, but he had a music executive family,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
in the industry, power players.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the case for me. So I had a good family as far as like my social and my being a man, I would say, but from being a music person, I had no foundation for that.
Hmm.
You know, none, zero. And I had no money for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in that respect, I was at the bottom of the totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the music-wise, you know, it's always been kind of like hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, growing up in Nashville, when I first started doing beats, I used to make beats with somebody, with this other person. And what happened was, that was my first taste of industry politics. And we were making beats. It was kind of like a situation to where I would do a lot of the percussion and he would do a lot of the keys and shit like that. So
mm-hmm.
he ended up getting it. This was a little while back. This was probably, you know, in the late 90s. He got a Yamaha Motif, and this is when the shit was like $8,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Like, who remembers those days when the Yamaha Motif was out of reach for everybody?
Not
the platinum guys. You know, JD could afford it, but
mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
who remembers when the Yamaha Motif cost $7,000 in Guitar Center? Somebody does.
Yes, sir.
Holla if you hear me.
I remember filling out the form knowing I had no credit.
Yeah, man, filling out that credit form, like, open. Knowing you don't got that bread. You're just like, hey, I don't give a fuck. If they give me the bread, I'm getting
it out
this.
Anyway. Oh, interest rate is 30%? I don't care. Let me see.
Don't care. Don't care, yeah. So it was one of those situations, but he had it. And I'm not going to get too much into him personally, but I would just say he had it. So at the end of the day, I was starting to see that, like, I could never make beats on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make my beats on my shit, but I go over there, he has this shit, we do it. But I'm like, yo, like, we could do a lot more on this shit. Like, we need to be working on this, like, all the time, making percussion, everything. You know, because I already had the bass. I already had a few little things. So as far as, like, the percussion, like, that hood shit, you know, I already had the beats and, like, all the sound packs and shit, so we could put that on anything. You know, so I'm like, yo, we need to really focus our whole shit around this. And I saw, that was my first taste of hatred in the industry. Like, he was a hater because at the end of the day, he was mad because I was Pretty Boy Beats and I had branded myself early. So he felt as though he would always be slighted by me as far as credit-wise because I'm the front man kind of in a way because that's just who the people chose. The people chose Pretty Boy Beats. I didn't choose to be the front man. I would have loved to be the nigga behind the scenes just doing shit nobody knew who the fuck I was. Like, I would have loved that and just make money like that. That would be me. You know, so people don't like that shit, man. Like, when people gravitate towards you, when people start fucking with some shit you do, like, people start hating on you, even your friends. This is my best friend at the time. He was a hater. And I had to tell him, I was like, man, like, you've got some hating tendencies around you, and honestly, like, your best is just hang around a bunch of hoe-ass niggas because me and you are going to clash if I stay around you. So I had to remove myself from that situation because he was a hater. And a lot of times, people don't see that they're hating on you until, like, 3 years down the line. But you're getting hated on, so you feel it and you know it. So you can, you can check them right there and let them know, like, you're being a hater and you're fucking my money up. Now, you can look at it as though you're not, but you really are, bro, because you've already paid for this shit, and you just not letting me use it is just being petty. You're trying to be controlling and not letting me use the shit. And you're supposed to be my nigga. You're acting like a bitch. You know, but I didn't even – see, here's me. I've always been the type of person, I don't like getting into a war of words with people. I like talking to people. I don't like arguing with people. So I just cut my losses, and I was like, fuck them. I don't need them. I don't need to be around no nigga who tries to hold back on the shit that he can show me. Like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. If I don't, I don't. You know, if you don't fuck with me like that, don't act like you do. Let's just be cool. We don't have to be friends. We're men. We don't got to like each other. You're not a bitch I'm trying to fuck. Like, I'm not trying to marry you. I can't with you. You know, so, like, we're in a production situation, but we're not married, my nigga. Like, we can talk about shit. Like, if you don't want me to use your shit, you stand up like a man and say that shit. You know, so he didn't want to do that. And that's the thing about the industry that I always learned. Anybody that I've always clashed in the industry with always was on that same shit. That fucking slick hating. And, like, when you start getting older in the industry, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but when you grow up in the industry, you know, professionally wise, you start seeing, like, you can have people that don't like you, but when they respect you, they pay you. If they don't pay you in money, they pay you in respect. You know, so if a nigga's not paying you in money or respect, fuck that nigga. He don't got no love for you. And I take that back to that movie, Lil Boosie's movie, when they were like, when, what was that movie called, Ghetto Stories? And the nigga was like, they don't have no love for you. They had you robbing a fucking something. What'd he say? When that ghetto story shit. They had you robbing a fucking something. He was robbing something petty. Like, what'd he catch that charge? What did Lil Boosie catch the charge for? When his, anyways, it was one of those situations. Like, nigga had him robbing fucking convenience stores or something like that. And he got locked up. Or he was selling, like, he was selling dimes. Like, something petty, you know, in the movie. So, I mean, that was my thing. Like, that's how these niggas do you. And that's when I learned, like, love is shown in actions, not talk. If a nigga got love for you, he's going to show you that. If a female has love for you, she'll show you that with her actions. She's not going to jawjack you. When you call her at fucking 3 o'clock at night and tell her to pick you up from the bar, she's going to come pick you up. She's not going to jawjack on Twitter or fucking finger fuck the goddamn phone and text you how much she loves you. If you fucking need that money, yo, I need a stack. She's not going to ask questions. She's going to sing you that. That's love. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how the game was. You gotta learn how to separate fake love from real love. So working with him just pretty much, that gave me a crash course on the industry because that taught me not to trust anybody. Now, over the years, I still did trust people, but I just trusted people less and less to where, like, you know, I'm not giving niggas the benefit of the doubt. It's strictly off your actions. Like, I used to really reach out and be like, you know, I think he's cool. You know, I think she's cool. You know, let me do this, let me do that. And then you're like, nah, you know what? You can never fault somebody for fucking you. You can fault yourself for fucking laying on that bed. And I'm talking, you know, metaphorically, of course. You know? So, like, that's my thing, you know? It's all about, my career is just really about learning from my mistakes, honestly. That's all I really did. But I was honest enough with myself to really learn about it. So, you know, working with MTV, you know, once people respect you, they give you opportunities on some other shit, like just really on some manhood shit in the industry.
It's a whole lot of shit.
Like, it's all about alliances and who knows you and, you know, like, what you've done with them and, you know, like, what do they know you as? Who will they talk to about you? What they say? Because, you know, everybody has their own fucking story. It's crazy, man. It's like high school all over again. That's how I'll really explain it. You know, I just happened to be good at that. I was good at that high school shit, so I was good at this music industry shit because I was always good at having fun. That's really, the industry is all about having fun. But when it comes to getting money and being a black person, you've got to be overqualified. So that's why I had to go ahead and get my fucking college degree, intern with all these labels, work with all these major companies, do a lot of bitch work just to show myself approved in the industry so I'm worthy of a check. So people respect my mind and know that if they give me money, I'll invest it in the product because I invest my own money in the product. I've gotten investors to put money in my product already. So, I mean, it's already big business, and that's what these white people out here respect, just to be real candid and be really – and white people know. I talk to white people all the time, like, you know, heavy top people, so they understand what I'm saying. They respect – I was with my lawyer yesterday. That's what they respect, man. They respect money. Bottom line, when they see cash, they know it's time. That chit-chat don't mean shit. You know, it's the new music industry. If you can pay for your own shit, you can be in the game. And that's why I'm still in the game. Fucking Primate, Pretty Boy Beats, J-Bone, fucking our team, we all work. We got jobs, you know, we're professional people. We do one thing or another. The checks will always be coming in. And just because a major label don't want to sign us, that don't mean shit. Because we're just going to start taking off their plate. Because we're Primates and we dominate our region.
Yes, what's
up? So, I mean, that's pretty much what it is, you know? Because I'm not going to push MTV's brand too much. I worked with them early on in my career, you know, work with my publishing company, George Seals Music, BMI. So I will give them some love for that. But, you know, they really owe me a big check. So I'm not going to push them too much yet. They owe
me. Okay.
I will push The Voice because, you know, Peter over at The Voice showed me love, so I really do respect that. I like that. Shout out to all the Hollywood cats, NBC, at the casting agency. I will plug them because that's legit. People are getting on, and real shit is happening. But, I mean, MTV is with that old business model shit, so you know what? I'm going to have to just come to them with the check and start dictating orders because that's how they want to play. So I'm going to put them to work just like I tell a nigga to come cut my grass.
Wow.
Media consolidation, I love it. One boss for all these people. I only got to call one person. You can get MTV, ABC, Fox News, CNN, whatever you want.
Alrighty. Well, we can do what
Team education.
Team education.
Team college degree, man. I mean, everything is taught to you in college. They teach you all this shit. Like, it's very simple. It's called media consolidation. You can Google it. All the media, the major media outlets have been streamlined into 8 major media channels. Look that up. FYI, that's free consulting. That's free consulting for all y'all.
Alrighty. Dropping, what you say, golden, dropping jewels. Dropping jewels on the cut.
I'm dropping jewels, man. I got to bring in one of my guys, man. Bring in some people. They're telling me I'm talking too much. Bring in somebody on the line, man. Please, God.
Yeah,
they're still on the line.
And 1 second. Let me see here.
All right.
Go for Team Radio to cut. Area code 281. You live with us now. Question or comment?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You live with G14 Radio to cut. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Stephen Petracco. I'm a business partner with Pretty Boy Beats, George Seals.
Oh, yeah, we got Stephen on the line, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. This guy, let me tell you. This guy always talks to me about putting him on hold too long. I know you're on hold too long, piss man. My bad.
Sorry, buddy. How are y'all tonight?
We're good. We appreciate you calling in and all of the support. We're enjoying George and we love the Pretty Boy Beast brand. So yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, you know, George has a really strong brand. He's an incredibly smart artist. You know, he he has built a brand for himself. Everything is Pretty Boy Beats, George Seals, Primate Music. So when you say that name, you know, it holds weight in this industry. You know, he's been a top producer for a very long time and has been a big mentor to me, you know, coming up in this game and, you know, really navigating this industry effectively. George is not only a great artist, but he's also a great business guy, and I think that's what's going to make him stand out amongst the rest in this industry. He gets it. Those don't. So, yeah. George, how you doing, bud?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. Like I had, like I told you, man, I had those two 12-hour sessions back-to-back, man, when we dropped that Man Down record, which was crazy. He dropped, I had an artist come in, Sosa Veli. You know, so we did that. I was tired as fuck, and then I had to drive my engineer back, which I had to drive him back to the A, then I had to turn around and drive right back here. And then I had to wake up at 9 o'clock to holler at my lawyer about some shit today. So it was like I've just really been, honestly, I told Honest to call me so I didn't sleep through the interview. Because literally, like, I was really scared. Like, I was up for a day and a half. You know how we do, man. It's, we, like, and Steve will tell you, like, he doesn't do this too much more. We used to, back in the day, like, we used to really be up, like, for 3 days straight. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, people think it's a game,
we
like,
going,
that's man life. Yeah. It's serious.
Yeah,
like, the Houston Knights, man.
For no reason. There's some meaning
behind
that. Yeah,
like, it's serious, man. It's like, right. Houston,
yeah.
It's like a Houston night, man. Right there off Richmond, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, right downtown off Washington, man. You know?
Yeah, you know, so why don't you speaking of those areas, you know, George and I, George is part of the partnership that is opening up a brand new nightclub here in Houston. We're going to do a soft opening on the 18th and then shoot for a grand opening around the 1st. It's going to be called Illusions. And it's going to be right by Chimney Rock at 59. We haven't announced the exact location yet because we don't know the exact grand opening date. However, we're going to really, really bring a different kind of club, live entertainment venue-like atmosphere to the Houston club scene. It's not going to be something that they've seen before yet. My company, Live Entertainment USA, we're doing this as a side project, and it's going to be a very visual club. We're putting just an incredible amount of sound and audio gear, as well as lighting and real production gear that's going to really create a fun atmosphere and environment simply by having the LEDs, having the nice lights and the great sound system. I don't think there will be a club in Houston that can top it. So, that's one of the projects that we have going on right now. And we're excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please come out and see us.
Oh, yeah, and most definitely. When I touch back down to Texas, I'm from Texas. So when I touch back down, I definitely will be hitting the club up. You said Club Illusions. Is that what the name of the club is? Okay. Alrighty.
Illusions,
definitely...
Yeah, and you can visit us. And I believe it'll actually be up tomorrow. We're just now getting it open, but it'll be illusionshouston.com.
Okay.
You can also
find
us on Facebook as well.
Okay. And I'll be sure to tweet that out to the listeners. Everybody touching down in Texas or in the Houston area, you'll be there for All Star Weekend. That's the place you need to be. Club Illusions, check it out.
I'll definitely be down there for All Star Weekend, man. It's gonna be another turn up session, man. Man, this whole thing, man. I have to speak on this, man. And I know Steven's like, oh God. But, like, the Houston needs a new club, man. So I'm really glad that Illusions is really doing this because let's be frank, man. Let's just really keep it gangster, man. If we're going to keep it real, we're on the radio right now. You know, we're holding it down. We're worldwide. Let's keep it real, man.
I should have known.
Nobody wants to go to the fucking club in a suit, okay? I've been in a suit all day. My feet hurt, okay? Like, granted, I do walk around in Sperry's all day, gold toe, but still. I mean, come on, man. Nobody wants to go to the club in those funny ass shoes, man. Like, we do business deals in the shoes. We go to church in the shoes. We might go out all day on the shoes. We wear the shoes all day. Why? Let me in with my Nikes.
Right.
Please, God. Just one night.
George,
just let me in, man.
Night.
Let me in. I promise I got a pocket full of money. I promise.
With the Nikes, man.
Let me in with my Nikes, man. Just frisk me. I don't even mind if you just search me if I have a gun. I don't have a gun. Just let me in with the Nikes, man. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, Houston. Come on, Houston. Come on. my hometown. Come on,
but,
man.
Let me get your other callers on the line before they get upset and start tweeting us and asking why they didn't phone.
Where's Ed Lover at, man? Come on, Houston, man. Come on, Washington Ave.
Hey,
we can do better,
it,
man. Let me with my Nike.
Get some more of your fans.
Yeah, Club Illusions, man. Y'all be sure to go to Club Illusions, man. If you got money, they'll let you in with your Nikes, man. Just be sure you got bread, man. For real.
Alrighty.
Hey, thank
come
you
on,
for having
man.
Me on.
But yeah.
No, thank you
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, thanks, Steven, man.
Appreciate you. Alrighty.
George, call me
at
the interview. Y'all have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Yeah,
you too.
Yeah, Steven, jump on the Twitter pipeline with the G14 and everything. Get tuned in, man. Join the network and everything too.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
Know, we're turning up on the network, man.
That's right. And I'm picking up a call right now. Area code 864. Did you have a question or comment? Did you want to audition tonight? You live at G14 Radio to Cut.
The GSMG song, Man Down. My homeboy just came up there and recorded that song. I was wanting to give Pretty Boy a shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, who is this? Who we got on the line, man?
Man, this
who we
my,
got?
My homeboy, my name is Emo.
Oh, yeah, they were telling me about you. You were the dude that didn't come. Everybody was telling me about you, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was telling me. I heard about you, man. They told me about you when they was down here.
Yeah, man.
It was like, my boy
right
Emo,
going,
man, he
go
hard.
Saying.
I think you Star Wars boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they told me
yeah,
about
man.
You.
I wish I could have came, man, and showed some love up there.
Yeah, they told you it was turning up. We was turning up, bro. Them boys,
working,
them boys came
know,
down ready. They was working.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a little 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying? I had to work, man.
Yeah. We fuck with Team 9-to-5, man. Ain't no wrong with that,
yeah.
Man. Got to get your bread, man. Team real job, man. Everybody can't just rap all the time. You know, I've worked a few real jobs. I got a real job now. Team real job, man. Nothing wrong with it. Get your bread.
Yeah. Maybe next time you'll get to hear me, man.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that record's crazy, man. They went in. Them boys went in. I can honestly say, like, I was shocked when I heard it when it was finally done. Like, when we put on the big speakers in there, like, I was like, oh, my God, these niggas got a hit.
Yeah.
You know, so that shit is crazy.
I've been on that
I'm Bottle Like Rice shit by his little brother, the 15-year-old rapper. That nigga's nice.
Lil Dottie
goes hard. I mean, rap like a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Tell Lil Gotti I said what's up, man. Tell the whole team I said what's up, man.
Hey,
for
hey,
real,
right,
I fuck with South Carolina.
Pretty Boy, what's up?
What up, who's this? That's Star One?
This our Star One. Bro.
What up, bro?
We in it. What up?
Hey, y'all made it back safe, I see, man.
Yes, sir, you know it, man.
Yeah, man, knocking it down like construction, man, out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, tell them. Think niggas don't really mess with it. Nah. Man down, bang bang.
Hey. Yeah, let the people know what y'all doing out there, man. Give them a quick shout-out, man. Let them know about the whole movement, man. Let them know about the Graveyard Gang, the GSMG, everything, right. Man. Fly Guy, let them know, man. Let them know.
Hey, I want to shout-out my boy Cloud Gang. You know what I'm saying? GYG, my boy Stomp, my boy Emo, you already know, it's a movement. We doing it, man. I'm telling you, we doing it. Hey, it's a one lifetime thing, man.
All right, I'm balling like rice.
Balling like rice. Tell them, Lil Gotti. Shout out to Lil Gotti. GSMG. GSMG. Shout out to GSMG.
Joseph Ellie, man. What's up, man? Fly Guy, man. What's up, man? What's up? Turn
on. Like I
any more shout outs?
Let's see.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
Who else you got, man? Who else you got? Anybody else? You leave anybody out?
Hold on, I'm trying to think, bro.
He almost left some people out. He almost left some people out last
Billy
time.
Head,
you got everybody.
Billy Bushead, what up? You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Man, we doing this thing down here in the South, bro.
Hey, man, shout out to the Carolinas, man, for real, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be able to hear Ned turn it up, man. And, you know, the next time I come, man, you know, I'm going to fly through Gaffney, man, before I head to that Hilton Head, right, man, and kick my feet up for a few weeks, man, and turn up,
yes,
man, if y'all at that show. I can't wait to see that video of the show, you know, everything y'all doing. Keep me posted, man, and come back down, man. We'll turn up again.
Yeah, we're doing a video in Atlanta this weekend, Saturday.
That's what they were telling me.
Fly guy. Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're doing that this weekend.
Alrighty.
Okay, yeah, so be sure to keep me posted on that, bro.
Gotcha, bro.
And make sure check out Global 14. This is G14 Radio to Cut, the brand, every Wednesday night going down. Make sure you tweet at G14 Radio at Global 14 so we can give you a shout-out.
Yeah, be sure to join the
calling
network, guys, man. Just you'll see on my Twitter, you can get all the information for the G14, everybody. Be sure to stay in school, man. Keep them grades up, man. Team college degree, man.
Get your paper, man. You already know, bro. I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
All righty. We got another call on the line, area code 817.
Hey, appreciate you calling, homie.
All right, Street Boy. Holla at you, man.
All right, bet.
Y'all turns all the way up tonight. We have a caller, 817 area code. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Did you have a question, a comment tonight? Did you want to audition for The Voice?
Oh, hey, what's up? Hey, Pretty Boy, you hear me?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like my homie Seth right there, man. That's Dallas, Texas, man.
Now, hey, you think we didn't turn up? Nah, that was just a warm-up. Let me tell you right now. I got 1,000 shoes on my feet right now. I got 20,000 on my right hand. You know what I'm saying? That's just the watch in the ring. On my other hand, I'm sitting on, like, 5 stacks. Right, man,
damn.
Let me put it like this. When all my jewelry's together, you know what I'm saying? I walk out the house with 70K every day. This is Anunnaki Entertainment, and let me go into let people know what Anunnaki Entertainment is. We are a corporation. We ain't no proprietorship business that you could go get that license for $20. Nah, we ain't that. We ain't no LLC, which means limited liability corporation. Nah, we a full-blown corporation. Been in business since November 18th, 2000. What year was that? 2009, you know what I'm saying, pay taxes, everything good. Me and my boy, Pretty Boy Beats, we've been working together for like about 2.5-3 years. We got a CD coming out later on this year, me and him. He made all the beats on it and everything. So we got a project coming out, me and Pretty Boy Beats. Definitely be on the lookout for that. Anunnaki Entertainment, Anunnaki. And y'all can catch me at AnunnakiEntertainment.com. That's my main website, ReverbNation.com/TheGalaxy. You can catch me on iTunes. I got an album just came out called The Vivid Destiny, my debut album, and that's better than anybody's album in the game right now. The thing that's messed up with rap music is we got all this bubblegum music. We got all these people dumbing down society and ain't talking about nothing. When people get a music production for me, they getting history, they getting true enlightenment, deep stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a conscious rapper. None of that Ricky Bobby bullshit, because I know him personally. Be him, Brandon Hampton, I know that nigga. Hey, that nigga came in the game and lied.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
God.
I know these cats personally. What you mean? I got $20,000 on my wrist and ain't been on the radio yet like that, really.
God,
this dude was on the radio playing for over a year straight,
on,
and he ain't even got a G-Shot.
Say. Yo.
Team G-Shock.
Hey,
oh, my
George,
God. That nigga said a mouthful, man.
George, can you show me his information so I can get with him later? Because that's like an impromptu interview right there. I don't even know. Like, I have questions all of a sudden. But tonight.
Hey,
is
hold on.
This is
amazing.
804-3024. I'm like Mike Jones. I get my number out. Again, that's 817-804-3024. I got unlimited text, unlimited minutes, so whoever and anybody could get at me at any time. Ain't no excuses. I'm Anaki Entertainment at Yahoo.com. Like I say, Dat Piff, you go to Dat Piff. I got two mixtapes up. The first one, My Declaration, and then the one that just came out called Rings of Saturn. That one's sponsored, so everyone could go and cop it. I'm on SoundCloud, SoundClick. Vivo, Vivo, I got the official Vivo. An official Vivo. You know, people on YouTube right now, nah, man, I had to step my game up from YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Vivo. You go on Vivo and click in the galaxy,
okay.
I pop up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we've been turned up for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I think,
okay.
I guess people think that just because people live down south that we ain't business oriented. First of all, I'm from the West Coast originally. I'm from L.A., so, you know, L.A. run all through my veins no matter where I'm at. And you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I kicked it with Pretty Boy Beats. I went and seen him on his birthday like about, what was that, a year ago? You know what I'm saying? We kicked it in the club, did it big and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. That's what we do. And I'm telling you, and I want everyone to hear this. I'm the best rapper alive. If anybody got a problem with that, 817-404-3024, I'll be glad to go on the radio and embarrass any bitch nigga's ass. We could go on TV and I'll embarrass their ass. And it's like that. Hey, hold on.
Nobody.
And
damn,
this is a fact.
I saw a homie,
Pretty
was,
boy,
I saw
tell
homie
you
was a conscious rapper. A homie just invited me to fight on the radio about being the best rapper alive.
I'm mad at you, but check
this
in with you.
Like, yo,
we'll
I rap
you.
Conscious. I'm about enlightening the people, but if you think you better than me, you'll get in your ass. So call me.
I'm a mainstream artist, too. Mainstream artist too, because I seen Meek Mill been talking a lot of shit, thinking he's lyrical. He ain't lyrical. He's a good rapper,
snap.
But he's not a lyrical rapper.
Yo, you should have called last week. We went in on the Meek Mill's Cassidy situation. We need to get into it. You know what? Can you hold on?
My
I gotta take another call.
I want to hear his take on that. Let's speak on that.
Who is that? Is that
I'm
gonna
put it to you like this.
Okay.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this. There was KRS-One, then there was
Nas,
now there's me. Now there's me. You know what I'm saying? And it's a fact. I'm the greatest rapper since Nas. I'm going for Nas' spot. You know, I'm not going to compete with no PR like Wale or some of these little scrub niggas. You know why compete with a scrub? My Bible tells me king versus king. So I'm going for the I'm going for the jiggers. I'm going for the big dogs.
Hold that.
Okay.
Hey man, listen,
I think everybody needs to turn up. It's 2013, man. I appreciate you looking out, man, showing that love, man. Man, give these people something to think about, man, before you close out on them, man. Give them something to think about before you close out.
Give them something to think about? Okay, I got something like this. Okay, Obama was not the first black president of the United States of America. The first black president was John Hanson. If you do your research, it's John Hanson. John Hanson was the first president, and he was also black, who started the American country. The reason why George Washington gets credit, because in 1776, they passed a four-year bill to change America, the country, into America, the corporation, which is what it is today. America's not a country. It's a corporation. And that's the thing that people got twisted. Enlightenment, what you want to know? I know it all. I got books. You know what I'm saying? They say you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in the book. And that's why I got libraries. You understand me? Niggas brag about reading books. I read libraries.
Right.
And that's why I'm the best rapper alive, because none of these niggas is talking about shit.
Oh,
they're just talking
God.
About rims or how many bitches they allegedly fuck. I could talk about black history. I could talk about, I could go on a whole nother level. So, you know, that's why I'm the greatest rapper alive. And if anybody want to see me, they could put some money up and they could meet me on the line and I will embarrass their ass on live TV, radio, on the street corner, wherever it is. You know what I'm saying? People know it's me. I'll be in the hood with 70K on every day. I ain't scared of no bodyguards, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. You know?
Shabbat, Shalom.
I ain't even going to go there with them. But, you know, I will say Shabbat Shalom.
All right.
Hey, appreciate you, brother, man. Turn up, man.
Right. Man, I appreciate you, my brother. And hey, I appreciate everyone for letting me call in and you know, get to talk to the people and everything. But yo, when you're dealing with my boy, Pretty Boy Beats in the Primate Camp, and when you're dealing with Seth, also known as the Galaxy, my rap name, the Galaxy, Anunnaki Entertainment, I'm the CEO, the founder, and the president, as well as the treasurer. So, you know, I've been getting money. And, you know, like I said, we the Get Money Crew. This is 817 all the way up there to the 615 Cashville. You understand me? You know, we ain't no local junkers. We traveling. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no local junkers. We traveling. We world known. You know what I'm saying? Why be known in just your city when you be global? You know what I'm saying? That's what this is about. If it ain't about progression, then it's regression. If it's not about progression, then it's regression.
Okay.
We should only move forward. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, the recession, I'm going to tell you something about the recession. A lot of people is using the recession as an excuse. Well, when people do the history, when Reagan was in office, it was a recession going on then. And that's when we see the rise in the power of Donald Trump and the Trump Towers. And on the MC Hammer video, he was even dancing in front of the Trump Towers and stuff. The one with Whitney Houston made a guest appearance in that video. So the recession is not an excuse, because when you a hustler, you know how to switch hustles. You know what I'm saying? When you a survivor, you're going to survive by any means necessary. You know, so the recession ain't nothing but an excuse. It's a distraction. As far as I'm concerned, there is no damn recession, because, you know, I manifest my own blessings. God blessed me with the ability to walk, talk, and gave me these gifts. So, you know, I'm going to put these blessings into action and not worry about what I don't have or and none of that. Because, see, that's distractions. That keep people off their goal and completing their true purpose. People need to just sit back and you know, look at the things that God gave them and figure out how to perfect those talents and perfect those crafts. And everything will be all right. People always worry about what the next man doing and what they got. Man, don't worry about what that person got. They may not have it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I say preparation is the most important thing, you know, preparing. Because, you know, you can't go into a war if you ain't prepared. What's your enemy's resources? You know, you don't know anything about...
What's your name, homie? The homie that's talking right now, Seth, right? Now, Seth is definitely saying some real... Definitely spitting some real
yes.
shit to our listeners, man. And we got listeners, you know, young guys that's trying to make it out there independently, to guys, you know, in their 30s that's trying to make it out there. You know what I'm saying? So if you're taking what he's saying for what he's worth, even all the turn-up aspect and all that's all good. But he's saying some real stuff when it comes to, you know, progression and doing it in any means, whether they say it's a recession, whether they say whatever it is, you can always pick up a book. They're always paying somebody for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, study what you can in order to get your shit together. You know what I'm saying? So don't let them say, because it's a recession, you can't get a job. You can definitely do something
yourself.
You make
your own job. You make your own job, just like I made my own corporation.
Exactly.
I couldn't
get
a job.
Your own thing.
I didn't get a job. But guess what, though? I'm my own corporation, CEO, founder, president, and treasurer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if this is what they tell you in church and the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a door closes on you, go through the window. Or God will just open a whole other door for you. But the thing is, you just can't give up. You got to keep the faith. You know what I'm saying? Faith pays.
Most definitely. No, and you know, it's a lot of people that need to take heed to this. They want to be rappers and singers, producers anyway, because a lot of people like the fluff of the industry. And the fluff of the industry is you want to be in front, you want to be the star. There's a lot of different jobs in music. There's a lot of people getting paid in music that you've never heard of before in your life. So when you hear people talk about these things, also know if you love this game so much, study the aspects of the game. You know, even if you playing basketball or football, if you're a quarterback, you still know what the wide receiver do. You still know what the tight end do. You still know what your offensive line got to do. You still know what your defense got to do. You got to know what that whole game is about. So some of y'all guys that may have been out there trying to make millions of dollars because you want to be a superstar rapper, well, maybe you could write for somebody that they just put money into and he not nicer than you. You can get checked for that. You know what I'm saying? So
let me interject, too, because you're on a good point. I want everybody to know, just because we're keeping it real and it's worldwide and it's a world premiere, that's Pretty Boy Beats, and I got some of the power team on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want everybody to know from a felon what the streets is about. Please tell them from a felon's perspective, from somebody who's been locked up for a murder.
Let me tell them.
Let them know, man. Talk to the people, man. Talk to them.
Okay, check this out. Tell me why. Well, first, before I elaborate on this, okay, why do rappers so worried about being in the source when we got people like P. Diddy, Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, that's in Forbes? My goal is not to get in the source. My
right.
goal is to get in Forbes. I want to sit down and talk to Warren Buffett. You know what I'm saying? And that's what
mm-hmm.
I'm about. A few years ago,
right.
about 3 years ago, I got gunned down out here in Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? That didn't stop me. I didn't get no medical treatment at all from my gunshot wound. And I stayed dedicated with this music. I was doing music videos even though my leg was hurt with the bullet wound. It doesn't matter, because if you want something bad enough, you're going to get it. And excuses ain't going to stop you, because when you have that desire, or we could go back in the day, fire and desire with Rick James and Tina Marie. When you have that fire and desire and you got that drive for passion, ain't nothing going to stop you. Nothing's going to stop you. If God is with you, then who can be against you?
Okay.
Yo, and I want to say to the brother Seth, man,
shot.
You know.
Yeah.
I want to say to that dude, I definitely appreciate the grind, man.
That's
like I said, you gotta respect anybody that's been through the wars and they coming out still shooting for their goals, man. That's what it's all about,
mm-hmm.
man. And I want a lot of our minority family to be hearing this stuff, because a lot of people get trapped. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us was in the streets. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? A lot of us was about doing different things that was stupid. Even people with parents that were there. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? When you have friends and you grow up in an area, you can get trapped in that. But I know brothers that then got out of that. I know brothers that can't get out of that. All we could do is go visit them. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for being on the phone, being
mm-hmm.
able to call
Thank
in.
Thank you, my
you
bro.
Know,
Thank you, man.
Keep on doing your thing. We're going to definitely check out everything you got going on. And that's 100.
That's what's up. All right.
I'm in too deep. This is my passion. This is my love. This is what I want to do. And I'm going to do more stuff besides just the music. Like, for an example, I got my own filming company. You see what I'm saying? I got my own filming business under the Anunnaki Corporation, you know. So I got several business that I put under my corporation. So it's not like I'm just doing music. I shoot people music videos. I do commercials. You know, I do everything with the film, green screen work, special effects. I do all that. I make
mm-hmm.
people DVDs. So it's not like I just got one hustle or putting all my eggs in one basket. Hell nah. Oh, you know, one hustle could go to hell, because I got four more hustles. You know what I'm saying? I will never be broke. Never be broke, because my morals and, you know, I take value in my morals. And, you know, when you have values and principalities, you can never go broke, because, you know, you got the support of the community or your brothers and sisters, because that's love. That's the greatest type of currency there is, really. You know what I'm saying? You know, people just got to change the way they think. And when people start thinking positive, it'll attract positive things to them, because, you know, the mind is like a universal magnet. What you think is what you get. You know, people's environment is a reflection of their thoughts. You know what I'm saying? You know, if somebody has a messed up environment, they probably have messed up thoughts. So they have to change the way that their mind operates and the way that, the thoughts process and stuff. And it takes some time, but when you get there, you get there. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you just got to stay dedicated. You know, like I said, you know, when I got shot, you know, didn't go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? About 8 hours later, I was recording music with a bullet hole in my leg bleeding. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that might sound crazy to some people, but it's not. It's, you know, because how do people, the soldiers in Iraq, feel? You know, you think just because they get shot in the arm, they're supposed to just give up hope? No, they got a wife and kids to get back to.
I've been in the studio. My man that came through with a piss bag. Fresh out the hospital, you know what I'm saying? Into the studio, into the booth, holding the piss bag. You know what I'm saying? You definitely know when people got passion and they good, ain't nothing gonna stop them. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what this radio show is all about. Anyway,
it is.
Man. We try to give knowledge, because we know that this is a saturated industry, but dreams drive this industry.
That's
a lot of people. Dreams drive this industry, and even when you know that your chances are slim, you still go so hard at it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's because
you know the thing about dreams. You know the thing about dreams. You know the thing about dreams that dreams is good. The problem about dreams is niggas don't wake up to manifest their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You dream when you sleep. So people got to wake the hell up and get off their ass and manifest this shit. God gave us two legs, a heart, a mind to think. Use the blessings that God already gave us. People so quick
indeed
to talk about what God didn't give us, but in reality, we ain't even thankful for what God. Right, and how can God give you more when you ain't thankful for
when
what he already did for you?
And
real talk,
and
real
what's
talk.
What's so crazy is, you know, Golden and I here on the cut, we pretty much go in on this on some deep-ish every Wednesday. We get off into the same thing because it's just that bad that we have to continue to preach that message to our listeners and to our audience, because our audience is based around the music, the indies, the unsigned, etc. And then we have guests such as Pretty Boy Beecher. So if people come on and spit that knowledge and spit that game and background, we are
one thing,
don't have no time
bottom
left
line. That's
tonight.
My family. That's my family. Bottom line. That ain't my homie. That ain't my friend. That's my family. I don't have teammates.
That's
I got family members. Loyalty first. You understand? And that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? We ain't a team.
Well,
we ain't
definitely
a group.
Gonna be looking out for everything you got going on.
We are, and we can tell it's real biz, because you wouldn't have even called in and been on the line, and that's support and that's the love and that's much respect to you as well for all of that, and everything that you're saying
thank
is
you
so true and profound. We really do appreciate it. I did shoot you a text.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk, because you know, you got a lot of cats that don't even want to give people an opportunity to even see what they about. So for y'all just to give me 30 seconds to talk, just to get my foot in the door, meant a lot to me, and that 30 seconds then turned into a few minutes. So I'm very grateful, honored, and appreciative of that.
Exactly.
When you say something that's real, man, you know what I'm saying? People need to hear that. There's a lot of people that talk at people and don't talk to them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this last week. A lot of these rappers don't engage their fans. They just stunt on their fans. And then they get mad when their fans don't spend $9.99 to buy their CD.
You know why?
Because
you
spent
the
whole
this
year talking to them about how much you got and how they don't got it and how rich you are and how broke
they are.
This is
the problem with these rappers.
What you doing and what they doing. But then you got dudes like Kendrick Lamar, dudes like Matt Miller. These dudes engage these college fans.
Exactly.
Engage these fans. And when they come out independently, they sell more than these dudes do with the big machines behind them. It's because they're not spending all their time talking at people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stun on people for a year, then ask them to spend $9.99.
True.
Straight up.
True.
Do that.
And that's the problem with these artists. They're too money hungry. Like, they like, oh, I work with this person, and I work with this person, and my days of that are over. Now, time out. Everybody that a lot of these people, artists, work with don't got no paperwork. So when they go to a professional company, Warner Brothers or Columbia, and they're like, oh, I work with these artists, they're going to go into the copyright office and be like, this artist doesn't exist because his name hasn't been copyrighted. He ain't paid for it. My paperwork cost me over 10 stacks of cash, and I'm still got I'm about to buy my logo next, and that's going to cost me $1,500 cash. I mean, you know what I'm saying? On top of the 10 that I already paid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing I tell artists all the damn time, the first thing they got to do is get that paperwork behind them. I wasn't buying jewelry and shit in the beginning. When I was 19 is when I went into business for myself. I was 19. And, you know, I didn't start buying jewelry till 23. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the paperwork is the most essential thing, because when you go to talk to even another artist, whether it's a Jeezy or Gucci Mane or whatever, you got to show them a resume of credible rappers that you dealt with. If people are rapping with Pookie and Tyrone on the corner, how can they expect that to be a resume? This whole entrepreneurship and business ownership and the business world, you got to have a resume. No different from people giving the resume to go work at Wendy's or McDonald's. It's the same damn thing, and I don't understand how people don't see that. A lot of people be looking at these most of these rappers and think that they got money. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Most of these rappers nowadays, all these cats got fake jewelry. They wearing lab diamonds. You know what I'm saying? And some of them ain't even wearing lab diamonds. And then they lie to the community talking about the shit cost $60,000. And then our community is selling drugs, getting shot, and getting 20 to life sentences off some stuff that they could have got working at McDonald's for 3 weeks. I'm not here to misguide my people.
We definitely have
I'm
to.
I'm not here to misguide my people.
Look, I have somebody that's been waiting for like 30 minutes for their chance to speak, but I know that they were listening in tune, and I really do. Again, we appreciate
that.
Hey, it was a pleasure for me to be here. I'm very grateful. Again, 817-404-3024. Call me, text me, whatever. 817-404-3024. And that's www.ananakientertainment.com. Check me out on DatPiff. I'm all over DatPiff. I'm on iTunes because my album, A Vivid Destiny, just dropped. You need to go get that. That's the most lyrical production made since Illmatic.
All right.
We got you, my brother. We're going to definitely.
Hey,
and
hey,
could,
hey, and I'm so confident
they
that I'll
tune
try,
in and
I'll
get
I'll
the recorded episode and everything. So, you know, we got the recorded episode.
That's
so
right.
Everybody could go back and listen and make sure they grab
shout
your information.
Out, Nas. Shout out, Nas. Much respect to Nas.
Appreciate that love, bro. Appreciate it, dog.
Hey, appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, snap.
No doubt.
Alrighty.
So, yeah, man, we're gonna keep it moving. What we got next?
Well, we got hopefully they still want to join 478 area code. Do you have a question, comment, or would you like to audition for The Voice? Area code 478.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to please. It's Destiny Underwood.
Hey, how are you?
There she is.
I'm excited.
Yes, yes. Thank you for calling. George, this is Destiny Underwood. She is a young recording artist out of Atlanta, Georgia, I want to say, and is has a really strong movement on Global 14, a very powerful voice, young and talented. So, Destiny, do you have some questions for him? I'll let you have the floor.
Well, thank you for all that nice stuff that you said, but actually I wanted to sing for y'all. I know that I'm not old enough to audition for the MVP The Voice, but I actually want to sing for y'all because I was already going to call in tonight, and then once y'all said that y'all wanted singers, I was all for it. So I would like to sing for y'all tonight.
Yes.
There you go, D. Take
Let's
it away,
go.
Girl.
Well, I don't like singing on the phone, but I'm super excited to sing for y'all tonight because y'all are my Global 14 family, and I just want to thank y'all so, so much for everybody who's watching. To Onyx and Golden Fleece, thank you for supporting me so much and being like my family, and it means a lot to me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, sweetheart.
So I'm going to sing Christina Aguilera's The Voice.
Turn up.
Oh, my bad. I'm going to sing Christina Aguilera Sing for Me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, here it goes. Sometimes when I'm sitting on my bed feeling so, so lonely, wishing someone holds me, all I have is sweet little melodies to kill the hurt. Outside, I can cover all the scars. Inside, I don't worry, just pleading to be heard. Cause all I have is three little melodies to kill the hurt. And now I'm ready, now I'm going to sing them all out. Sing them out just for myself. I don't even care what the world thinks about how I sound. Cause when I open my mouth, my whole heart comes out. Every day I want to cry, it's satisfied. I'm singing till I'm winning, I'ma sing all night. When I open my mouth, there's no place to hide. Everything that I've been feeling runs wild and free. I'm singing till I'm winning, I'ma sing for me. I stand and believe in who I am. Take shots in my heart, but who am I to give up? Everybody needs a melody to save their souls free. My stage is the greatest in the world. Give back to the ones who struggled with me, stay true. Reminding me to see my only chosen destiny. So now I'm ready, now I'm going to sing them all out. Sing them out just for myself. I don't even care what the world thinks about how I sound. Cause when I open my mouth, my whole heart comes out. Every single cry is satisfied. I'm
That's it.
Oh, yay. I wish he had the applause.
No,
I don't have the little applause noise in the background to do. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Okay, George.
I'm digging it, man. We got to get her some tracks, man. You know, see what she can do. See what that pen game's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Thank y'all so much for letting me come on here and sing tonight.
Oh, man, Destiny, we love when you... She's young, George, man, and she listens to the show. She gets nuggets from the show, and she's out there, you know, opening up for Scream tours and all types of different people. How old are you again, Destiny?
I'm actually 14 years old.
14, yes.
God damn.
Out there opening in big arenas and things. So we really love her, man. Real sweet girl, and she got
thank
after
you,
it,
thank
man.
You.
Put it like this, homie. Here's what we're gonna do, man. We got another world premiere.
All
right. We're gonna do a Destiny Pretty Boy Beats single, man. Produced by Pretty Boy Beats, G14 exclusive. We're gonna air it on the next time when I come back on the radio station, man. You heard it here first, man.
Oh, we got
it.
That's
so exciting. That's what we're gonna do.
That's awesome.
Y'all hold it down, you know, and it's gonna be a surprise. Not only will it be the first time that they hear it, it'll be the first time that I hear it. I'm just gonna send the track, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna turn this into a movie.
That's what we're gonna do. That's a good book.
That's what we're gonna do. So you
that
heard it first,
awesome.
The Pretty Boy Beats, the Destiny, the G14. You know what? Who knows, man? G14 Records, man. You know, Jay-Z hollered me with the check, man. We could take this all the way, man. You know. But until then, it's all Pretty Boy Beats, man. We got the Pretty Boy Beats Destiny single coming up, man. So let's do it. It's a movie.
That's
Turn
right,
up.
G4G exactly. Radio. That's right,
Turn
you
up.
Guys. You see, everybody that's listening, you never know what's going to happen. You got to make sure you tune in every Wednesday night. You don't know who the guests are going to be, what they're bringing, who's going to call in to support them, and what opportunities they're going to be available for you. So make sure you're following our Twitter at your G14 Radio at Pretty Boy Beats. It's on the timeline, so make sure that you get that. Follow, shout out to Destiny for calling in and getting her singing on. You killed it. I'm so excited and proud for you. Looking
Thank
forward
you
to
so
working
much.
With you. Yes.
So
Destiny, you take care of yourself. Thanks for listening and definitely just being one of those lifers that always support the show. So young, so driven, so talented, man. We always going to ride
love,
for you, D.
I love that. I really do.
Thank
I love
you
that.
So much.
I want to thank you for calling, too. You know, because, like, people have to understand, like, 90% of the game is showing up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to show up and show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to show up at the time, man. For real.
Mm-hmm.
For all the
mm-hmm.
men out there. You know, you got to show
Thank
up.
You.
So you got to turn up. No matter how old you are, no matter what you got on your resume, you still got to show up and perform.
That's
so
right.
Take notes from
Yeah, that's what
young,
I ask all the time.
Young things out here. You know,
that's
keep
right.
that up.
That's right.
And thank y'all for letting me sing on here. I'm going to stay on my grind and keep tuning in to y'all every Wednesday and keep coming Global 14. And I want to say thank y'all so much. And Onyx and Golden Fleece, let me ask you this. What are y'all going to mm-hmm. do for the 20th anniversary of So Death on the radio? Y'all got to do something big.
You know we are. We're working on that. That's in the works.
I know y'all got to do something big for So Death.
That's in the works, and we will be down there. So we look forward to meeting with you. We're working on it. We got to tell
you. Yeah, we're going to get that popping. We're going to have some special guests.
Yeah, I'm
we
looking
might
forward
do a live
to it.
Remote,
yes.
You know, and we might do
right.
a live remote feed right from Atlanta, Georgia, right before everybody go on stage and knock it out. So, you know, we definitely going to turn up out in Atlanta that weekend.
I know y'all
yeah.
are.
And I might have to drive down from Cashville, man. I might have to drive down there, you know, slide on down 24 to 75, man, and turn
Let's
up in person for the
Indeed.
Man.
Let's
Cut the
do
cameras
it,
off.
February 22nd is going down. Everybody's listening. Get your money up. Get your weight up. Turn up. Team everything. ATL Phillips Arena is going down. 20th anniversary of Social Death. We're getting it in. G14. Thank
Let's
you so
it,
much,
man.
Destiny.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll make sure that I shoot you her information, George, so you can shoot her the single.
Shout out, George. That was dope,
that.
Man. That
it was.
You
it
just
was.
Made her night, man. That's what's up.
It was. I'm loving it.
Turn up, man.
So, George, is there anything? I know we did a lot of dropping jewels, and we did a lot of the background check, and we did basically a check my resume. That's all of my calls that I have right now that are actually going to come live and speak. We do have other people that are still on listening to the episode tonight, and it is recorded, so you guys can go back. If you missed it, you can come back and listen. But, George, I want to give you this opportunity to promote anything or to talk about anything or give any advice to anybody or just basically shoot your networks out so they can hit you up and work with you.
I mean, it's really simple. I'm very easy to get at. You know, I go by Pretty Boy Beats. Everything's spelled regular. You can Google me. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, you know, every type of site you can imagine, so I'm not that hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
The message I'm going to leave you with is this, because, I mean, we're going to do some future things. You know, I'll definitely be back. And people will hear what's coming for them. But something is coming for them. And the question is this. Are you ready to receive the message? Or do you just want to keep running around here with your headphones on, you know, lost in the sauce? And I'll leave that up to everybody because we're all adults here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
right.
there's a lot of money getting going on out here. There's a lot of hustling going on out here. And there's a new industry going on out here. And the new industry is this, see, we're tired of begging for deals, we're tired of doing all that shit, so we just cut that out of the agenda. So here's
mm-hmm.
what we're doing. We're turning up, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we sell stuff to the consumer anyway, so we're not asking for anything. The only thing we're asking for is for people to understand what's going on out here. And what's going on out here is turn up. It's 2013. Number sign turn, number sign up. Pro-Y, G14, you know, a lot of things is coming out. Check out that Primate Goodfellas album on that piff, over 50,000, you know, views already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so honestly, I don't care if anybody checks it out or not. I already made my quota on that. I want people just to understand the spirit of my movement is turning up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're raising the bar. So
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the theme. When you see the music, the new music that's going to definitely come out, the new beats, the new collaborations I got some big collaborations coming up for them, because that's what people like to see. So we're giving the customer what they want 2013.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for artists worldwide, nationwide, as long as your bread is right and as long as you've got some decent sounding music, I'll give you a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You can step in the A room too. You too can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the question is this, see, I'm not an A&R. I'm not none of this shit. I'm a professional and I'm an expert. So you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sit and record in your house for the rest of your life, do it. I'll buy your album. You know, I'll buy two copies. But the world is not as kind as I am.
Mm-hmm.
So some niggas might say you sound like bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So is America. You get what you pay for. Pretty Boy Beats, corporation. That's me. George Seals, that's just my regular name. Everybody knows me as that. You know, I don't just talk shit. I graduated with a degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I put 5 figures into my education before I even talk any shit to anybody. I really want everybody to understand that. Like, I'm not just some nigga dancing around in a video.
Mm-hmm.
It's way deeper than that. I really loved doing music before I had any credentials. So all this shit that's coming to me, it's just coming to me. I'm not asking for it and I'm not begging for it. I don't give a fuck about it because I don't plan. I don't put that in my plan. I don't put a handout in my plan because when you accept a handout, you also accept terms. And I don't negotiate with terrorists. I'm like, I'm from America. I don't do that terrorist tactic shit. So I set my own terms. I do my own shit. And that's why G14, we're turning up with the radio station. Y'all got your own shit. I fuck with that. Because
mm-hmm.
it's about independence. We're
mm-hmm.
all adults here. We're supposed to be getting money. Just like my homeboy Seth said, you know, it's a recession, but nah, man. It's not a recession. It's a recession
mm-hmm.
for broke. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a recession for broke niggas. So
mm-hmm.
my thing is that everybody, we have to work together. We have to put our resources together. And we have to treat each other with a certain sort of professional integrity for us to get anywhere. We don't have to be friends. We don't got to be buddies. But we all know what the market buys, and we all know what they want. And they want that top quality sound, and they want that new swag. And as you see, the streets are starting to want to hear a little bit more than this basic shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm about, Pretty Boy Beats. You know, we can produce anything. You know, I've got 13 bands on the roster. I got like over 7 engineers on the roster, all of them with major credits. You know, I've got 10 producers signed. You know, I've got over, you know, a few rappers signed. So, I mean, it's not really anything as far as that. It's more or less like a lot of people are putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the music, like, I'm not somebody who is going to just try to shit on your dreams. I respect your hustle as long as you respect my hustle. You know, I'm not the type of nigga to ask you a million questions. You just have to have a certain presence when it comes time to do my area of expertise, which is music. I don't give a fuck what you do in your personal life. That's not really my business. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we operate, because that's the new music industry, because we have to work with each other, because the labels don't give a fuck about us. They never did. They never
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't work with each other, we're all alone out here. So we better start working with one another, or we'll always be broke. That's my message, one way or the other. You got to get it in, man.
There you go.
You
have it.
You got to stop acting like bitches, man, out here. We got to start being men. And this is really to the men out here. Not really dedicated to the females. This is a man message.
Thanks, George.
Put on man pants out here, man. Really do. We got to start stepping up. We got to start really, like, every man should have a system to where there's certain shit that they're for and against. We can't straddle the fence on every issue. That's not manhood. You know, it's G14 Radio, man. Make a stand out here.
Stand for something. G14 Radio.
Global 14, you guys heard it, and you do have a page also on Global 14, and like you said, it's at Pretty Boy Beats. That's pretty much, that's the brand, that's the company, and that's the name. You can find that anywhere. Google Pretty Boy Beats, everything will come up for you, and also we do have him featured on the site, so if you missed that Dat Piff link and that Dat Piff plug, definitely check him out on the front of global14.com. There's a Dat Piff link there, as well as some more information on George, and he, like he said, he's easily accessible, and it's the year of raising the bar and turn up, so definitely just want to say thank you to you, George, so for coming on tonight, and I will make sure that you and Destiny link up and do the beat exchange, but we will have you back, and so thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you on tonight, you and everybody that called in. We really appreciate it.
And we got more guests coming up next time, so I appreciate y'all. And we'll definitely be coming back with the next episode of the Pretty Boy Beats G14 Epic Saga.
That's right, part two.
It's been a pleasure having you, homie. It's been a pleasure having you, man. Much success in your endeavors, and we definitely be having you back on here, bro. All
right. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right.
I definitely was not prepared for tonight, but I'm so glad that it went down the way it did, Golden. Interesting. I didn't have to use really any of my questions that I prepared, because he just came ready and really literally turned up. And like his own voice said, not even a turn up, but a warm up. And I think it's really exciting to have people come on the line and talk with our listeners and audience who actually have a resume, check my resume, that's viable, and just really have something to bring to the table for these artists to get excited about and encouraged about. Don't you think? I mean, because we tell them on Wednesdays, but it's always nice to have somebody else come in and validate what it really is. You know what I'm saying?
It's voices.
Mm-hmm.
There's voices out there that you haven't heard because you don't know them.
That's right.
And when there's platforms available for people to speak, for people to call in, for people to ask questions, people to give statements, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? This is what people would like to take advantage of, because like he was saying, and like we say all the time, you got to try to help each other any type of way, whether it's advice, whether it's, you know, giving somebody a platform to play their music, whether it's giving somebody a platform to sing over the phone like Destiny just did, whether it's turning somebody on to a new club in Houston, whatever it is. It's some shit you didn't know before you tuned in tonight.
Absolutely. That's right.
That's it. Every Wednesday, you're going to get some shit you didn't have before you tuned in.
Absolutely. And that's just straight like that in my Jeezy voice.
That's it.
I mean, that's it in a nutshell. You're so right about that, because, you know, whether we have a guest or not, or a caller of whoever it is, you always going to get something. And it's so important for you to go back and listen to the episodes. You know, we don't get paid off of you listening to the episode or whatever like that. It's nothing like that. We're really trying to be out here helping you, providing the resources for you via the brand, global14.com, Social Def Jermaine Dupri. Tweet him. Let him know you're tuning in. Let him know you checked it out and you appreciate what he's doing and what he's bringing into the industry. This is something new. This is something that is not out there. And it, like you said, it's just nice that the platform has been set for people to come and voice what it truly is and really is. Just like Homeboy from Dallas, you know, talking about different things and just dropping some knowledge from behind the scenes that we didn't know about whatever. And that's kind of stuff that we like to get into. You know, we don't do the gossiping. We don't do all of that. We could do that all day long, but we like to do the real deal on the cut Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Check us out. It's as real as it gets.
That's it, man. We out of this thing.
Are we out?
Out.
Well, what I want to do then, while we get ready to ride out then, is I'm going to drop two tracks for y'all. I'm going to go ahead and drop. I know everybody knows about the whole Trinidad James thing, and I'm proud of his success because he did get 2 million, so give the boy his respect and everything. But they got a remix that dropped, I want to say it was yesterday, with the Jeezy, T.I. and 2 Chainz. So I'm going to go ahead and play that because that's the hot track. Everybody's playing that right now. And if you haven't heard it, I'm going to go ahead and drop it for you. You know, you don't have to rock with dude style and flow, but you got to admit the beat has become what it is. And the song is what it is today. You got everybody else making spinoffs. So we're going to ride out and drop that T. James remix. And then I'm going to play a favorite Jeezy, Get Right, because you need to get right. Get global, G14. I'm at Onyx254 on Twitter and at Global14. Golden. At the Globe on Twitter.
Oh, whoa. Man, I thought you were still talking. That's my bad. Golden Fleece at the Glue, THAGLUE.
That's right.
That's the Twitter joint, you know, Golden Fleece at Global14.com. You know what it is. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, we on this piece.
Already.
Yeah, you already know, man. It's your boy, TJ. You do no verse on my shit. I'm talking true A-Town trap shit, you know what I'm saying? It's the King on way. Hey, Trinidad, D.D. on.
Aye, come on. Big fight, all I do is get fight.
Okay.
Niggas hating on me, but they be James. So conceited, I don't think my shit stank. $400,000 on the Mustang. Come and kick it with a West Side. Just think I ain't about that action, wanna bet mine. Hey, all day, summit through the check mine. Boy, you broke, you can't even be a threat mine. When you talk, it's simply say it with your chest, little nigga. I pull up on your set and make a mess, little nigga. Okay, I got a kilo of gold, 36 O's. Wrapped around the neck of a dope boy. Gold, yeah, not so crazy, diamond in nose. And just pay cash for a Rolls Royce. A true trap, you got all sold everything. Trouble man, hustle gang, all go everything. I say trouble man, hustle gang, all go everything.
Now we on the dome. Big face rolling, take up half my arm. 9-11 with the Gabby top. The all go scale, my magic box. Got the song, my new. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the arm, my new. Let me whip this here.
working on giving folks. Goddamn, the streets dry, they hell, just work high as fool. You want what I want to do, take it easy, man. Should I pay less for a pair of Yeezys, man? All I want to know if I'm a bouncer. Talking me to death like I'm a counselor. Pop the molly, I'm guessing. But if she throwing the, I'm catching. 2, 2, 3 with the silencer.
Gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just 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 watch. Gold all in my chain, gold all in my ring. Yeah, I celebrate on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. My family straight. Hey, yo, ho, about to have a ventilate. I owe a one, we did a 68. I say, ho, my nigga. Them ain't red bottoms, top bottom brown. I'm smoking strong, my nigga. I'm on live, not Bobby Brown. That south side up in here. Okay. I spell south with an L. Y'all have been fucking with my set. Bro, fuck with me and I'm busting. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Every time you see me, think about what it would be if I ain't do nothing. Damn right, I'm stunting. Damn right, I'm styling. Just got a girl chauffeur and we on a motorcycle and she driving. This Versace, that Versace, this Versace too. I got killers watching. Niggas watching, bitches watching me too. See, I'm on lean, on loud, and I got my own lane. You need to mind your own business. It's 2 Chainz and Trinidad.
Jane, gold all in my chain, gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just 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 watch.
Say that cell phone, and if you're a phone, we're gonna talk about you. Yo, bitch, yes, you pop the mileage, I swear.
Hey, town, bitch.
Huh? What?
Huh?
Yeah. What?
DJ Drama!
Let me see what I see. What?
Dramatic nigga.
First popping at the spot, trying to get right. Call up my dog, tell him get right. Call up and brawl, tell him get right. Popping bottles till we fall, let's get right. First popping at the spot, trying to get right. Call up my dog, tell him get right. Call up and brawl, tell him get right. Trying to fall till we fall, let's get right. Young the type of nigga throw you the whip and ride the bus. And still get a nigga, my last enough is enough, huh? Bad bitch with me and she makes break. Let her ride the dick like a 10 speed. They tell me turn up so I can't get. They know me in this motherfucker like shit. Hood nigga, yeah, and I'm living major. Whole fucking hood know I made ya. Whole fucking block know I saved ya. Your own fucking folks know I raised ya. Yeah, I kept the 100 from the fucking start. Call me Mel Gibson, gotta pray hard. See they money get low when they get tight. Homie gone with the game, nigga get right. Poppin' at the spot, time to get right. Call up my dog, tell him get right. Call up and fucking with me, that's how you feel. Like I was ever fucking with you, get for real. And I ain't judging what for who, nigga for real. Claiming if you put niggas on, get you a deal, huh? Acting like Rico from Belly, that's what you're doing. Homie, don't really know what it is, what you're pursuing. But fuck around, nigga, with young to get you ruined. Thought we was going in tonight, fuck is we doing, huh? Real talk, nigga, I ain't the bitch type. Don't make me fuck your bitch, bet I'm your bitch type. Have a look in broad day with a flashlight. Dull-ass nigga, stay tryna find light. Acting ass nigga, give him three strikes. Heard he rapped to the judge, gave him three mics. Never in my life seen niggas acting like dykes. Nigga, go with the game, homie, get right. Heard him popping at the spot, time to get right.